Okay, we are now on Chav Zayin, Amud Beis, Chav Chesem Aleph. Chesem Aleph, the Mishnah, Mi Shehaya. Actually, I'm guessing 14, so it's probably closer to 15 lines from the bottom. Not even close. 16?
Three words on level
16 points. So 16. Okay, Mishnah says over here, Mishai Roshu, Ruba, Basukh, Shukhan, Basukh, Abayas. We've seen this already in Daf Gimel Amar Aleph with Basil, Beshamai. A person whose head is in the Sukkah. And most of it on Daf Gimel Amar Aleph, no? Gimel? Right?
I didn't hear.
Yeah.
I wasn't questioning.
Person whose Rosh Ruba is in the Sukkah and his Shulchan is in the house. Beshamai posts in Basil, Makshir, Beshamai says that it is not allowed. Basil says that it is kosher. Now there's a whole discussion over here. Was this the shear of the sukkah, or was it just the location of the table? Based on the words Mishahaya implies, which one of those two? Gemara there of Gimel was Medayik. Mishahaya implies
the large sukkah.
Right, the location of the table was the issue, not the actual size of the sukkah. But on the other hand, Poslin Umakshirin implies the opposite. The sukkah itself is the size. Otherwise, you say yotza v'lo yotza. It shouldn't be an issue of the sukkah. Okay, the Gemara and Daf Gimel said we learn it's actually machlokes in both directions because of that. Both as far as how big a sukkah has to be, and as far as where the table is located. Amru lahem beisil beishamai. Beisil says beishamai lo kachay amaisan. Shalchu ziknei beishamai zik beisil levakir as Rabbi Yochanan ben Achoranis. Was the story not the following, where beisil and beishamai, the elders, both went to visit Rabbi Yochanan ben Achoranis? They found him sitting in such a sukkah, where he and his body and his head, most of his body, were in the sukkah, and his table was in the house. And they didn't say a word to him, which is mashma that they seem to agree that it's okay, it's kosher to sit in a sukkah with your table in the house. So that's your proof. They actually said to him the following line. This is what you do, this is your normal practice, and you have yet to fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah in all of your days. Okay, now that part of the Mishnah, we're not going to discuss it all in the Gemara. We discussed it already, but the Gemara Mishnah goes on to discuss the next part, which is the focus of the next part of the Gemara we have afterwards. Women, slaves, refers to Abaknani, and young children are putter from the sukkah. However, katan she'enu tzarech le'imo chai b'sukkah. But a katan does not require the assistance of his mother, we'll see what that means very soon, is obligated in the sukkah. Ma'is of yalda kalos shal shamay zakin. Upiche says a maziva v'siche agave mita b'shvil katan. Story goes that the kala, the daughter-in-law of Shamay Azakin, had a child, had a boy. Shamay Azakin then went to Piche says a maziva. He undid the roof, the top part of the roof, and he put tzchach on top of the mita for this young little child. A child, an infant. So here we find this story again. The Gemara will discuss later on the story that seems to be against the Mishnah we just listed a minute ago. Minan Amile. Again, this is not going back to the Mishnah about Mishai Rosh of Rubo. Let's go back to the part of the Mishnah that talks about a Nashim being Pater from the Sukkah. How do we know? Tanavim learned a Braisa. Ezrach. Ze'ezrach. The word Ezrach had it written Ezrach. Yeah.
Just curious. How would one know Minan Amile is talking about?
Only from the next line of the Gemara. Usually Rashi would have assisted us in this one, but I guess Rashi didn't give us any sense at all. Ezrach means, Ezrach, according to Rashi, is going to mean over here, all people. All civilians, all Jews are obligated. The Pasuk says over here, call Ezrach b'Yisrael yeshu b'sukos. All the citizens should sit in the sukkah. Had it said the word call Ezrach, that would include everybody. But a ha-Ezrach, the extra hey, means the particular specific citizens, that comes lotis and Hashem, comes to exclude the women, so now we're only down to the men. Again, had the word called Ezrach, we would assume that means men and women alike. And the letter Hey over here, Ha Ezrach, says, according to Rashi, the individual ones of the citizens, referring to the men, excluding the women. And what does the word Kol do? Kol, the Rabbis of Zaktan. So we have now, again, three things happening. If we were to say the word Ezrach, the letter Hey, and the word Kol beforehand. Ezrach would have meant everybody, women, men and women alike. The hay excludes the women, only includes the men. And the kol beforehand even includes the katanim. That's the Gemara. The words have a big problem now. Amar Mar, Master said, we just said above, Ha Ezrach Lo Tzias Anashim. that the letter Hey in Hazrach comes to exclude women. Lememer, that seems to suggest that Ezrach, the letter, word Ezrach without the Hey, means Bein Nashim Bein Gavri Mashma. That comes to include both men and women alike. The Ezrach would have been everybody, anyone and everyone. Hi, Hagabiva, time with an Abraisa. Ha Ezrach, Lerabos, Anashim, Ezrachios, Shachevos, Beinoi. Regarding the rules of Yom Kippur, it says the words Ha Ezrach. Again, the puzzle here says, Vaisa Lachem, Lachukas, Lam, Bechodesh, Hashvi'i, Be'esor, Lachodesh, referring to Yom Kippur. Ta'anuos, Hashoshachem, Bechol, Melachalos, Asu. Ha Ezrach, Ve'agir, Garbasochem. Ha Ezrach means to include the women. They're obligated also to go through affliction during Yom Kippur. What does that seem to be? The hay was needed to include women. Therefore, we see that the word Ezra without the hay, that only means men. So we have a problem right now. We seem to have a sira. Does the word Ezra mean everyone, as is mashma in our Masech, in our Gemara Batzukah? Or does the word Ezra mean only men? And the hey is a reboy. Meaning, is the word Ezrach inclusive or limited? And is the word hey an including word, a letter, or a limiting letter? We have a question on both of those. And we have a seeming stira. By Sukkah, Ezrach is mashma, at least in our way we're learning right now, everybody. And the hey is coming to limit. And by Yom Kippur, Ezrach is mashma, not everybody. And the hey is coming to include. Which one is it? We should assume there's a uniformed drusha, a letter hey, what did she come teach us? And the word Ezrach, what did she come teach us as well? A rabbi comes along and says, no, it's not really, they're not both properly mudim. Hilchos and ninhu, vasbuchin rabbanan akrai. According to the Gerusha, maybe it's Hilchos a he. It is Halacha Moshe Sinai, because only one of two is Halacha Moshe Sinai. And the rabbanan used the pasuk, they relied, asbuchinu, they relied on the pasuk to kind of support their idea, but really it's Halacha Moshe Sinai. So right now we have the idea that the word Ezrach in one case is the real limud of it, and the hey is the real limud of that, of also what hays usually do. And the other drush of Ezrach and the Ha-Ezrach is not really the way it's normally learned out, but we kind of use it to learn it out right now based upon Halakha Moshe. We've seen that really is external to the Pasuk. The Pasuk is just brought down as like as a means of kind of hanging our Halakha Moshe Sinai on top of those words, but those words are not really the source for that din. Now the Gemara didn't tell us which was which yet. So the Gemara wants to know, Ha-Kra v'Ha-Yelkosa, which drush is the way you should learn out the word Ezrach and the letter Hey, and which is not the real way of learning out, but rather Halakha Moshe Sinai. And we really care about that a lot, because if I know what the letter Hey is doing, that means that Hey is always coming to that thing, either to be inclusive or to be limiting. So we want to know which is which. Vissu, and besides that question, which is Krah, which is Hilchasa, we have another question. Krah Lamali, Hilchasa Lamali. Why do I need either one of these two in reality? I don't need a Pasuk, I don't need Halakha Moshe Sinai. I would know both of these dinim from other rules we have across Shas. For example,
stop right there, but we do need the pasuk to tell you what he means.
Which, what it means?
We need
the letter hey?
We need the krah to teach you that hey is either limiting or.
Right, I don't need to hear though. In theory, the whole the teaching
right,
of this din.
Need it.
Somewhere, right, we need to know how the hey usually works anyways. That's certainly true in Shas. But the Torah, when Torah says the letter hey, what does the letter hey usually do for us? For sure we need that. But the entire teaching of whether women are chayv or putzer by Sukkah or by Yom Kippur, I don't need either of those teachings in the Torah. The Torah can leave out the entire discussion, and I would know already from other principles we have around Shas.
Okay, have
hey, I'll find somewhere else. Exactly, I'll find somewhere else. So why don't we need either one of these? Let's see inside. He says, HaSukkah mitzvah eshes mangrama. Sukkah falls into the standard category of being a time-bound positive commandment. And the rule is, HaMitzvah eshes mangrama nashim p'turos. So I don't need a drasha to teach you what women are potter from Sukkah. It falls under the general category of a time-bound positive commandment, which women are potter from anyways. V'yom HaKippurim, and regarding the rules of Yom Kippur, Rav Yehuda Amarav Nafka. We learn that out from Rav Yehuda Amarav. Damar Rav Yehuda Amarav, Rav Yehuda says the name of Rav. V'chei, as well as taught in the name of the base medrash of Rabbi Yishmael, Tana Beit Rabbi Yishmael. Amar Kra, the Torah tells us, Ish O Isha. Again, the pasuk says, when any man or woman violates the word of God and does a chatas l'Hashem, limomal b'Hashem, to create a desecration of Hashem, it's the ashman evashi, that person is guilty. It equates ish o isha, says the Gemara of Chakas Mabez, the top line, if I count it right, top line of Chakas Mabez. Hishra kasev isha le'ish l'chol onshin shabbat Torah. The Torah equates men or women to men regarding any onesh, which is usually referred to los ases. Women and men are alike regarding los ases. And therefore, when it comes to Yom Kippur, of course women are obligated in the rules of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur has many los ases connected to it as well. You can't eat, you can't do certain things, you have to go through affliction, you can do sicha, anointing yourself, shtiya, achila, tashna mita, nila sandal, rechitza, etc. Therefore, I should need to drush and tell you women are chayv in the rules of Inui by Yom Kippur. So just because we have it right now, we have about Chlokes, but a different drusha, Ezrach and Ha'ezrach, between Sukkah. Sukkah, Ezrach meant everybody, and Ha'ezrach limited women, it's only included men. And then we have Yom Kippur, Ezrach meant only men, and Ha'ezrach came to include women. Which one is it? So we said one's really the real drusha, and one's really an asmachta, based on Halacha Lo Shisinai. Which is which? We want to know. And second of all, we want to know, why in the world do we even need either teaching in the Torah? We knew both of these rules from other areas. We knew the rule of Sukkah, Kasim, Sashim, Mangram, and Nashim, Rapaturos. We knew the rule of women being Chayiv and Inui and Yom Kippur of not eating, because it's like any Lo Sase in the Torah where there's Onish. And women and men are treated the same in those Dinim. So we have now these questions on the table. Some Rabbi says, you know what? I'm going to tell you how the Drusha really works. And which one is really the halacha of Sinai? Amar Abaye le'olam sukkah hilchasa. Really, halacha of Sinai is the sukkah din. That's the halacha of Sinai, which means the pasuk really Ezrach is only talking about men normally, and the Ha'ezrach is really the hay is actually an expanding letter. But we use sukkah. We kind of borrowed those letters and those words to just hang our halacha of Sinai upon those letters. Vitzrich, and I need to do so. I couldn't have relied on the standard principle of Mitzvah Mangram, women are part of from. I need to tell you from the Pesukim. Or really, Allah Kodashin, I need to tell it to you, and I just use the Pesukim later on to kind of hang my Pesha on it. Why would you need it if it's a standard case of Mitzvah Mangram? Because the Gemara, Takadaitach Amina, would have thought to say, Teshuk Ein Taduru. You're supposed to live in your Sukkah like you live in your home, and most people who are married, Madira Ishvi Ishto, a man and his wife live together in a Dira when they're married normally. Av sukkah, each for each stone. So too, the sukkah should be husband and wife together. So you could have thought. Mashallah, we don't say that. So again, the hafmin would have been, we know already that sukkah is it should be women should be pater because of din of mitzvahs and mangrama. But you would have thought there's a special din by sukkah of teishu kein tadiru. You must live in your sukkah, live in your own home. And a man lives with his wife in his house. Maybe the wife should also therefore be obligated to live with him in his home in the sukkah as well. Women be chayiv. But Yilach, we should teach you, women are pater. And Ezrach, Ha'ezrach, is just as an asmachta where we learn this idea from. That's what Abayi says. Rav agrees that this is Lach Moshe Sinai. Rav agrees with that. But he says the reason why you need the Lach Moshe Sinai is not because of Teish Keit Haduru. That's not the reason why. What's the reason? Rav Amar Yisrich. Again, Rav. Just so you know, everyone understands and everyone agrees with the principle of Teishu Kein Taduru. That's not what Rava though feels is the reason why we needed to have brought in Halacha Moshe Sinai. Yitzchok, we need to bring it in because like Amina, you would thought to say Yalef Chamishasar Mechag Matzos. We would learn out Gzeirah Shava the 15th of Pesach to the 15th of Sukkot. Malahal Nashim Chayavos Av Chamashim Chayavos. Just like over there, the 15th of Pesach, women are obligated. So too by the 15th of Tishrei, of Sukkot, women are also obligated. Kamash Malan, they're not obligated. Why are women obligated by the Mitzvah Asei Shazman Grama of eating matzah? Because we connect the Isra of eating Chametz with the Mitzvah of eating matzah. And we know women are obligated in all Los Aseis. Like we have before as Zachar V'Shamor. Just like women is obligated to keep all the rules of Shabbos as far as the Melachas Los Aseis. Similarly, she'd be obligated to keep the positives, like Kiddush and things of that nature. So over here we have the same idea as well. That because a woman is obligated to, in the 15th, we would think. We know this part. She can't eat chametz, so she must eat matzah to din d'oraisa, so she's chayiv in a positive time-bound commandment of matzah on the 15th. We know there's also a gzeirah shava in play to connect the 15th of Nisan to the 15th of Tishrei. One could have thought, what did that include? That included the din of sukkah. One could have thought that way. Kamash v'lan, Halacha Moshe Sinai tells you it's not the case. And our pasuk is merely an asmachta.
So both Abai and Rava are saying that it's Halacha Moshe Sinai.
Correct.
Right? Because you would have thought.
For different reasons.
There's no reason why a woman should be chayev.
Correct.
Gzeirah Shava. Shmuel, the halacha, Moshe Sinai, that they're excluded.
Good.
But Ezrach is really the correct one is by the...
Which means only men?
Yom Kippur.
Right? And the hay comes to include something extra. So now the Gemara's over here, one second. So the hay is something extra. Because don't forget, the Torah says the word hay in it. And for in reality, it's supposed to be including something. Says the Gemara, that's the case. So now the Sinai, and really the hay that's there should not be used to limit. It's actually used to expand like all hays do, or like at least the Ha Ezrach does by Yom Kippur, which is the real drasha. Well, that's the case. What's our hay doing then? What's our pasuk of Ha Ezrach really teaching me? Again, in reality, Ezrach would have meant men, and Ha Ezrach should have included something. But it's not including women. So what's it including? Because that's a real drasha. It's like that. Says the Gemara. Rabbis is a gerim. Comes to include converts. Now, you would have thought to say, as I would have thought also, what do you mean? Why would a convert need an inclusion? Isn't a convert a regular Jew now? So Tosfos points out over here, many, many cases we have in Shas where we need to bring your special pasuk to include the ger. Many psukim. Now, when do you need to include a ger? Not really, that's a great question. But the Gemara quotes the Rabbis of Gerim. He quotes many, many cases, 3, 4, or 5 cases where we needed drushas to include gerim. It could be the mitzvah was very specific to Klal Yisrael, I don't know. You know, the mitzvah of sukkos, we were sitting and dwelling in our huts in the midbar. I'm not sure why, what cases needed to have a drasha, what cases don't need a drasha. What's that?
There were gerim
at the time. So you think, I'll come up, we don't need a pasuk to teach a gerim then. They were part of the whole entire process. So regarding why we need certain things to teach a gerim, I don't know the answer to that question. I'm sure there are people who discuss it. I didn't look it up. But I will tell you, the Tosafot points out that this is not unusual in Shas to have need, to have a requirement to find psukim to include gerim in certain cases. This is one of them, apparently. Okay. So now we understand the whole entire sukkah thing. The way sukkah works, it's really... No, that's, we did it already? No?
Rabbis is a gerim.
Ah, okay, good. What were we doing? We thought to say, Ha'ezrach b'Yisrael, Amar Chamana, below us a gerim, dafka, the citizens... And including the real, I don't want to say the real citizens, but the citizens from birth. And not including a ger later on. Kamash Shalom, we don't say that. Kamash Shalom, even the gerim are included. Okay. Now, we explain right now, really, Halacha Moshe Sinai is the case of Sukkah. Normally, Ezrach is limiting, Ha'ezrach is including. And we need to include we need to teach women our putter, Halacha Moshe Sinai from Sukkah, even though it's Mitzvah Yisrael Grama, because we had two reasons. Teshuvah Ki Tadurun, according to Abaye, and Rava would say, Derishava up from the 15th, from the din of matzah, which we're archive for, even though it's a positive time-bound commitment. How about Yom Kippur? The drash of Ezrach Ezrach is correct, meaning that is the way to learn it out. But why do I need to learn it out at all? It's part of all those sases in the Torah. The women and our men are connected to each other. So what's the reason why? Again, it's read probably Ezrach is only men. Ha'ezrach includes women to the rules of Inui. But why must I need a drash like that when it's a regular ish o isha to connect women to men by any losase in the Torah? Says the Gemara, Yom Kippurim, the Yom Rav Nafka, question mark, or exclamation point. We already learned after Yom Rav, we shouldn't need an extra pasuk to teach it to you. Lo nitzrecha el tosefes inui. No, this pasuk is only needed the din of tosefes inui. We know the halach is that you start the process of inui before nightfall. Now that process over here, we'll see right, Gemara says right now, so I mean, we were thought to say, since the Rachman of the Torah limits, if you violate Tosefes Inui, if I eat, or I bathe, or I don't have proper Inui while it's Mibu Ojom, while it's not yet nightfall, though I violate Tosefes Inui, there's no din of Onesh of Kares, there's no din of Azhara, the same punishments do not apply. Meaning, you're not. It's called like a. It's a bittel of the mitzvah's ase. It's an ase. It's an ase to take upon yourself extra time before the kippur begins. And a mitzvah's ase that's time bound. There's reason to believe women shouldn't be chayiv. Again, the Torah and it goes over here. Pasuk over here says be'etzem hayom hazeh. The lav and the isur kares according to Rashi quotes hoyo b'mate kra. The pasuk says be'etzem hayom hazeh you're chayiv. If you violate the actual Atzumo Shel Yom, the day itself, you're chayiv. But if you violate the pre-day obligation, you're not chayiv in that case. Again, you miss the mitzvah's asay of Tosefes Inui, but there's no onesh kares, there's no even los asay apparently. And therefore, what one might have thought, is women are therefore exempt from that. So sevas inoy, because now it's only mitzvahs asay shazman grama. Lo nischaivu nashim klal. Women should not be obligated at all. No, the women. The women. No, I mean the Rachman didn't. But the fact that the Torah says etzem ayom hazeh, it means only in the day itself are you chayiv, meaning not in the pre-day part. So no, the din is only in the day. So we were thinking to say, what's that? Who's that talking to? Must be only the men.
You say pre-day, you
night. So yeah, the din of taking upon yourself extra. How much time you do? How much time you have? Let's go. Mibod yom, it says. Rashi says mibod yom.
Since the Torah was
mute,
I understand that.
Well, no, it was mute, the kares and the losase.
Right.
Correct.
To women specifically or anyone?
Anyone.
Or anybody.
Anybody.
So, because of that.
I would think now that doesn't apply to women then, because that means there's no losase or kares by Josephus Inouye. I mean, only women are obligated.
I
would
think that women are
in that. In, exactly, correct. Josephus
Inouye. You would have thought they don't even have. So.
Correct. There is no din at all. It's a positive time on commandments of adding upon yourself. Because there's no losase, there's no kares. So one could have thought women should be exempt from that case. So kamash from London, the Torah needs to tell it to you now. Yudah and Rav are correct in the case of Itzumo Shel Yom, Yom Kippur itself. But the pre-Yom Kippur, when we already start the customs of Yom Kippur before, Mibod Yom says, quotes Rashi, Mibod Yom, while it's still before, pre-day, pre-that night time, so you were thinking, say women should be exempt from that. So Dafka, the Torah is telling you in that case, Ha Ezrach, include women in that case. That's the need we have. Okay. The Mishnah went on. That was the women part of the Mishnah. How about the children part? Amar Mar, Kol, the Rabbos is a Ketanim. The word Kol is coming to include Ketanim. Says the Gemara, Kol Rabbos is a Ketanim. That's not within a Mishnah. Our Mishnah, Melchizedek of Ketanim, with Trum and a Sukkah. We say Ketanim or Patrim and a Sukkah. What do you mean your rabbis is a katana? We said they're potter. Lo kasha, kama katan shigil l'chinuch, kama katan shalo igil l'chinuch. Depends. If you have a katan who's of age, so now the Torah is obligating, that katan has to be involved in the tzedakah. But the other katan, the katan who's still very, very young, the Torah is exempting you from having to educate in the rules of sukkah. The Gemara says, whoa, wait a second. The Torah is obligating me regarding a katan? How could that be? Katan shigil l'chinuch b'derabanan hu. The katan shigil l'chinuch is a din derabbanan. It's not a Torah rule that you educate your katan. It's a derabbanan required it. For whatever reason it is, to start to practice, whatever reason you want to give, why the derabbanan required it, it can't be learned out from a pasuk in the Torah. It's not a Torah din. We say it's true. Midrabbanan, because machdaba amahu. It's true. Really, midrabbanan is the obligation for a katan. And the word kol is not really the limit for that. We use it. We're using it to teach out a katan. Which, by the way, just begs the question, well, what is kol then? What's kol teaching me? Yeah, it's not a woman, a woman's putter, right? So what's kol teaching me? So that, I think, Rashi over here tells us. Rashi over here tells us, kol Ezra, we learned out, but we had machlokas, if you remember the Gemara, from Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. We had this like a daf ago. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the rule was, if you don't build the sukkah before the chag, you can't build the rest of the chag. But Kol taught me a special drasha. What did it teach me? Gera or Katan. In the middle of the holiday, a Katan becoming a God. In the middle of the holiday, now is included. That's what Kol meant according to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. What did the Chacham say he meant? Who remembers? Kol Ezrach? No, we don't need that. The Rabbanan don't need that because they know even if you didn't fall down, you could build it in the first place according to the Rabbanan. What was the Kol according to the Rabbi Eliezer? Rashi over here says it if you want. Think. Did I just say it over here? Yeah, in the Rashi, Asmach the Alman in whom? Ola Rabbana Kiti Islu, Shekol Yisrael, Ru'in Leshebe Sukkah Achas, Lachshir Sukkah Sheula. Kol meant that every person is going to sit in the same Sukkah, they can't all own it, must be it's borrowed. Oh, we learned from over here, they're up that according to the Chamim, you're allowed to use a borrowed Sukkah. Rabbi says he can't, the Chamim says he can't from Kol. So Kol, again, once you have this Drasha, that Kol is not really teaching the din of a Katta, because a Katta is really the Rabbana, it's only a Asmach the, then what is Kol teaching you really? So we had Rabbi Lezer, versus the Chamim. Earlier on, okay. But there's one more problem we have left in our sugyan. Kaddish in the Tzarech Le'ima, we just said, is really Patra. Says Gemara, Heichidami Kaddish in the Tzarech Le'ima. Well, first let's figure out what is the age bracket of a Kaddish does not require, or what's the behavioral pattern of a Kaddish does not require his mother. Amri de Rav Yanai, kol shenifne ve'in imo mekan chaso. Anyone who will go to the bathroom, and the mother is not required to tend to his needs afterwards. Doesn't have to wipe him afterwards. That's already a katan who is of age, doesn't require his mom, he can be in the sukkah by himself, doesn't have to have his mom help him afterwards, and therefore that would be a stage when he's now chayv in the sukkah. According to the gears over here, here's the change over here, but according to the gears we have, should be Shum ben Lakish, should be the new gears. Shum ben Lakish, Omer, Rish Lakish says, kol shenayor mishinaso ve'eno kori ima. Whoever wakes up from his sleep and doesn't call out ima. What's over here? Ima? Dolam nami karu. What do you mean? People who are older say, mom. They also do that when they're older. They can be 15 years old and still call for mom when they first wake up. So what's over here? Rather, ella kol shenayor ve'eno kori ima ima. They'll call mom one time. Mom doesn't answer, okay, I'll do it myself. But someone else, a child, will call mom, mom. They'll keep on waiting until mom comes. That's considered already a katan shetzarech l'imo. Once you call mom one time, and you're shosik, says Rashi, and you take care of it yourself, then you're a katan shetzarech l'imo. We all like our mom to help us out if we can. But once one time comes and she doesn't help us out, okay, I'll just do my own, I'll do it myself. Mice of Yalda Kalasso. Finally, we have now our final case of the Mishnah, the story where the daughter-in-law of Shammai had a child, and Shammai himself took off the top part of the roof in order to put tzchach on top. Thank you, and give the child a sukkah over its head. Maisa listor. We had the same discussion we had. If you remember the last mission we discussed, the one before we had about these chachamim who would take their food into the sukkah, though it was only achilas arai. Maisa listor. You have a whole mission over here, and he quoted at the very end a story that seems to contradict the teaching we just gave over. Does the Gemara know? So Rav Masrur Balchik Tan, this is what he means to say. V'shamay machmir. Shammai was machmir. Shammai would care. He was, even though he didn't have to, he was more machmir. And he told the story, Ma'i Sanami. And the story that supports this chumra of Shammai, it says, V'yal dekal shal Shammai, azakein. Shammai's daughter-in-law had a baby, meaning Shammai had a grandson. U'pichis is ma'ziva. And Shammai took off the top of the ceiling of the roof. Sikha gamita b'shilakot. And they put tzchach on top of that area, right over the crib of the baby, because he wanted his child, the katan, to be sleeping under schach.
But to teach you, it's not an issue of mikvah.
It's a good question. So last time, that's what he said last time. It's not an issue of yura. But over here, it doesn't say that. It just says that he was machmir. Why not? Why not? Why not? Why isn't the reason based on yura? I mean, the arrogance. Last time we said, you need a chiddush so you can actually do these extra chumr sometimes. So chiddush, you got to do it. Okay, maybe. Could be that it was in the private, going home. And that's why you don't have to...
The other day, didn't you? In that family, you discuss certain things that you do in the private
room. We did in sukkah last week.
About with the milk.
Yeah, it could be. It could be that here it was in the privacy of the home. Could be. It could be. I hear that. It's funny because according to Likutei Rashi on the side, he says differently. Bishvil Katan, according to Shammai, Shulei the Shammai Katan Atzarich Leimo Chai Besukah. It's not a chumrah. It's like, I mean, he actually felt that. I mean, he did it the chumrah, but he felt it was a din. The din was a cousin. Sarach Lima was also chayav l'sukkah. That's what he brings down. That's hard to understand where that's from. Why would that be even? That's what the Kudei Rashi quotes over here from Yevamos. Don't know. Okay, stop over here.